لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز: وقليل من عبادي الشكور. وقال: وما بكم من نعمة فمن الله. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, every year when the time of Thanksgiving comes around, we always get this question that should we be celebrating Thanksgiving or not? Should we be celebrating Thanksgiving or not? So the answer is actually that as Muslims, we are always celebrating Thanksgiving. As Muslims, we have a broader interpretation of Thanksgiving than just one day a year or one meal a year. The concept of Thanksgiving in Islam is that a person is actually grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 365 days a year. And throughout the day, he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every rak'ah of salah, we begin it by al-fatiha, by saying alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of the worlds. So keeping this in mind, this khutbah will be about the importance of shukr in our lives and trying to be grateful for all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And how do we express our gratitude in Islam? Is it just a verbal thing that we just say something with our tongues, or is it something more than that? So firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in terms of blessings, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, that is a ni'mah, and that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person generally thinks of blessings as being the rizq or the money or the house or the children or the wives. But the reality is that for a Muslim, when a person is going through hardships and he's going through difficulties, that is also a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because through this blessing of hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person makes sabr, then a person will be rewarded for that even. So indirectly, that is also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though we might not count it as such. When people are weak of iman, then they regard the good things as being the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these hardships that come along, it pushes sometimes a person away from deen. Please move forward, inshallah. There's people coming, so please try to move forward. It is the holiday weekend, so there's probably going to be more people today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those people in a very telling verse of the Quran. He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. There are some people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right on the edge. The word harf means edge. That's why the word harf is translated into letters of the alphabet. Why? Because these letters of the alphabet, the edges, they combine to make words. So those letters are known as huruf. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person is right on the edge, this person. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right on the edge. In asabahu khayr itma'anna bih. When this person is given khayr and goodness, he is at ease and he is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when asabatu fitna inqalaba ala wajhi. But when he is faced with a trial, he turns his face from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying things like, well, I've been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so long and now he gives me this problem, or he makes me lose my job, or he makes me sick, or he makes my child pass away. In qalaba ala wajhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, khasira ad-dunya wal akhirah. Such people, they are at a loss in this world and in the hereafter. So as Muslims, we have to understand that every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it is a blessing by itself, but we should not ask for illness or sickness or loss of job or hardship. We should also always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-afiyah, for safety. And this is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam instructed us. Sallallahu al-afiyah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-afiyah from these trials and tribulations. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to test you, then face that test cheerfully, understanding that it is a means of my forgiveness. And because of this problem, I will not be accounted for many, many sins that I commit on a day-to-day basis. Even a person, he gets a thorn in his foot, and his foot bleeds. This is a means of forgiveness for a person. If a person, he puts his wallet on the right side of his pocket, and he looks for it on his left side, and then for a moment, he feels a little bit of a panic, that where did my wallet go? Where did my money go? And then he realizes he put it on his right side. Even this moment of panic that he gets, this is a means of forgiveness for the sin, and this is mentioned in a hadith. So we should be grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He gives us. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنْ اللَّهِ. And whatever ni'mah comes to you, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَسَنَجْزِ الشَّاكِرِينَ. We will indeed reward the people who are grateful. We will reward the people who make shukr and who are grateful for the blessings that Allah gives them. We will reward them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do with your punishment? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need? He doesn't need and He doesn't want to punish you. He is not like a tyrant just waiting for you to, you know, step out of line, and He sends down a bolt of lightning to punish you. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reward us. He wants to give us a good life in this world and in the hereafter. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to punish you in any way. If you are grateful and if you are iman, He's not going to do that. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Very few of my slaves, they are grateful to me. So, again, when we understand the concept of gratitude and shukr, then we will understand that we fall very far away from actually being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, most certainly I will increase for you. I will give you more blessings if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's the wording here is very, very special. He didn't say لَأَزِيدُكُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. The wording is, most certainly I will increase for you. The wording with lam of ta'keed and noon of ta'keed at the end means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting a lot of stress on this word. Most certainly I will reward you, I will increase for you. So لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. It is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not go against the promises that He makes. So we should be always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. How was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى تفطرت قدماه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make qiyam at night until his feet used to swell up. Qiyam al-layl, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praying salat until his feet used to swell up. Which one of us has ever done that in his whole life? That to make qiyam until the feet swell. Nobody has done that. Nobody has done that from amongst us. So look at the Prophet ﷺ when Aisha radiallahu anha asks him, أَتَصْنَعُ هَذَا وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's forgiven all of your sins, your previous sins, your future sins, all of your sins are forgiven. So why is it that you are still engaging in this type of worship? Look at what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied. He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at that. So look at our concept of gratitude. If we just pray our five times daily salat, or we just say Alhamdulillah, we think that's enough to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of his sins are forgiven, and all his future and past sins are forgiven, and he is guaranteed a place in Jannah. Not only a place, but one of the highest places, Maqam al-Mahmud. This is a special place that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hoped that would be given to him, and it will be given to him. But despite that, he's spending his nights in Qiyam until his feet are swollen up. Just imagine, where are we in comparison to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in terms of the sins we commit day in and day out, and we think that just by saying Alhamdulillah, that is our gratitude, or just by celebrating once a year, that is our gratitude. That is not what gratitude is about according to the teachings of Islam. It is reported that Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he was told by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he narrates himself, and Mu'adh radiallahu anhu qala li rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inni uhibbuk. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu was told by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love you. And what is the sign of love, or what is the gift that I want to give you because I love you? He said, فَلَا تَدَعْ دُبُرَ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ أَن تَقُولَ اللَّهُمَّ أَعِنِّي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ. After every salat, make this dua. Oh Allah, assist me that I should make your dhikr and I should make your shukr. I should express gratitude to you, and I should make good worship to you. This is a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us do these things, and even despite the fact that He is the one who gives us the tawfiq and the ability to do those things, He is the one who rewards us for it. So we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for i'ana, for help in this, and we should ask Him to continuously give us the tawfiq to be continuously in ibadah to Him and be steadfast in our worship towards Him. This is the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, and we should do the same dua after every salah. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. So gratitude, it has three particles, or three kinds of things that we should try to implement, and then we would be regarded as being shakirin, people who are grateful. The gratitude, first and foremost, it is with the heart, that a person, he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his heart. And when a person is grateful with his heart, he should always intend to do good. How is a person showing his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By intending to commit sins, by intending to stay asleep during Fajr, by intending to miss his salat. If a person is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should first and foremost intend that my life is going to be according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My whole life is according to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My salat, my sacrifice, my living, my dying, it's all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the attitude that we are supposed to have. This is the intention that we should always have, that I should always be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will always stay away from the ma'asi. If a person is not even intending these things, then how is he showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The first step of gratitude is to have a clean heart and intend that he is going to lead a pious lifestyle and stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the tongue, a person should always express his gratitude. How? إِظْهَارُ الشُّكْرِ لِلَّهِ بِالتَّحْمِيدِ. That a person should always express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by tahmeed, by saying Alhamdulillah for everything. It's mentioned in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْقَلِيلَ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْكَثِيرَ. A person who is not grateful for a small amount, he will not be grateful for a big amount. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, be grateful for that, however small it is. A person who does not express gratitude while he has a small amount, he will not express gratitude while he has a big amount. And according to another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "At-tahadduth bi ni'mati Allahi shukrun wa tarkuha kufrun." That a person expresses the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, this is a form of shukr, and to leave it or to hide that blessing, that is a form of kufr, a form of ingratitude. But let's go back to the other point for a minute, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you should be grateful for however small things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. This will only come about when we look at the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he told us that in terms of worldly things, we should always look at the person who has less than us. Look at the pictures of those people in Africa, in Somalia, and in Sudan who are starving and who are lining up in front of the trucks sent by the UN or by aid agencies to just get flour so that they can make a small amount of bread for their children. And then, in comparison, look at our fridges, our refrigerators, and our pantries, how full they are of food. Even if we want not to shop for a whole year, we will probably be able to, you know, suffice on the food that we already have. So if you want to be grateful for the blessings that Allah has given us, we should think about those people who have less than us. Always. And also, when it comes to ibadah, and when it comes to worship, we should think of those people who do more than us. Okay, so this will result in a person being grateful for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and also increases worship and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is that a person, he does tahdith bin ni'mah. Tahdith bin ni'mah means that he should express the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him nice clothes, he should wear those nice clothes. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a nice car, he should drive that nice car. And so on. Tahdith bin ni'mah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person wealth enough to eat well, good healthy food, then he should eat good healthy food. And not, you know, suppress himself and his family to, you know, self-imposed poverty. This is not what Islam teaches us. Tahdith bin ni'mah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you wealth, then feed your family well, eat well, good healthy food. Of course, within the boundaries and the framework of healthy eating and not overeating, but what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in terms of wealth, tahdith bin ni'mah means that you should express gratitude by expressing the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, and showing the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And this is part of the gratefulness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. According to the surah Wadduha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he taught the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that make tahdith bin ni'mah, express the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And the third type of thing, we've covered the heart, we've covered the tongue, and the third thing, that a person should be grateful with the body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that a person should use his body in the ta'a and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not use it against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands and against the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So a person should use his eyes in the right way. A person should use his ears in the right way. A person should use his hands in the right way. A person should use his feet in the right way. A person should think before taking every step that my body, where is it going? And why am I heading in this direction? Am I going to use my body in an incorrect way right now, or am I going to use it in a correct way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If a person is using it in a correct way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is being grateful. And if a person is doing things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is not being grateful, he is being ungrateful. And just to complete, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you are going to be counting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to count them. You will not be able to accumulate them. Every single blessing that Allah has given us, you know, we can think of it, but there will still be more. The way that our body functions, that is something that is a miracle in itself. The way that a baby is born and comes into the world with hands and feet and in its completeness, that is a blessing. The saliva in our mouth, that is a blessing. If we did not have saliva and moisture in our mouth, we would not be able to eat food, because the food would be too hard to swallow. When we put food in our mouth, what happens? That it's softened by the saliva, and then we get to swallow it. Otherwise, if we did not have it, our esophagus, our food pipe, it would get ripped up by the constant food that is dry, that is going into our system. And there is an illness. There is an illness that some people have that makes them, that basically does not allow their body to produce saliva. They have to constantly spray something into their mouth to keep their tongue moist. Otherwise, even their tongue would basically crack up and split up and disintegrate. So just imagine, who from amongst us imagined that the saliva in our mouth could be such a huge blessing? Yet we never think about it. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. So my dear brothers, sisters, elders, the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something that we do just once a year, but it is a constant state of obedience. A person's heart should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His tongue should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His body should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through this obedience to Allah, a person is expressing his gratitude. And of course, in addition to that, the expression by saying Alhamdulillah at all times for all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this is what we should be doing at all times throughout the year and 24 hours a day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. Just a few announcements, inshallah. Everybody's requested, please donate your $100 per week for the masjid construction, and also $20 per week for the monthly expenses, the bills, and so on. We've mentioned many times that the expense is over $30,000 per month that runs this Islamic center. So please, the good work that is going on, please try to contribute to that so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take your donation as a sadaqah and protect you, and also keep this community going and moving forward. The Irving Quranic School offers Quranic recitation 101 for adults, programs of brothers with difficulties reading Quran. Okay, many people, they've learned how to read Quran when they were very young, or, you know, this is an age where people found it cumbersome to go to the masjid, and with great difficulty many of you probably learned how to read Quran. So it's really important to read the Quran to somebody who is experienced, he has the right pronunciation, so that you can correct your Quran. So this 101 program is offered every Monday and Thursday after Isha, and it is actually starting right from scratch, starting from the Arabic alphabet, going through the basic books, and then reciting Quran. So this is on Monday and Thursdays after Isha, and this is being taught by a brother called Ali Al-Salih, whose tajweed is very good, mashallah. For children 5 to 8 years old, basic tajweed course in Quran is taught Mondays and Thursdays, and there are two sessions for that, 3:30 to 5 p.m. and 5:30 to 7 p.m. So please enroll your children into that, Mondays to Thursdays. ICI is hosting a career counseling session on Saturday, December 13th, 2008, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. This session brings expert panels drawn from our community to discuss the career challenges and learn about opportunities. ICI Youth will be selling sandwiches outside after Jumu'ah. Please support our youth program by picking up lunch as you leave. December 6th marks the 26th anniversary of the demolition of the Babri Masjid in India. Indian Muslim Council is holding a commemoration and fundraising dinner to support and highlight Indian Muslim issues. This event is titled Our Cultural Heritage in India. The event will be held on December 6th at INT Richardson Masjid between Maghrib and Isha. That's 5:30 p.m. Till 8 p.m. You can just say 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. Please plan on attending and supporting. And the night before that, December 5th, there'll also be a presentation over here. The African Arab Forum Incorporated presents an interfaith dialogue on religion, ethics, and critical current issues. These issues will be discussed in the traditions of Islam and Christianity. This program will be held at Friendship Baptist Church on Saturday, December 6, 2008 at 2 p.m. It's free, all are invited. Please support all our organizations that are involved in the Qurbani program. All the organizations, Islamic Relief, Amud Foundation, Baitul Mal, they are all sending money for Adahi outside the country, so please support them as much as you can. And like we said, we should be grateful for the blessings that Allah has given us. We should try to make one sacrifice over here and one sacrifice out of the country, inshallah. Also, Eid will be on either December 7th or December 8th. December 7th or December 8th, we still have not got an announcement yet. So please check the website. The announcement will be posted there within a couple of days, inshallah. Please make dua for our brothers and sisters who are sick in the hospitals. Brother Samir, who is a very active member of our Dawah committee, his mother-in-law has been diagnosed with leukemia. Please pray for her. And there's a brother who just met me outside today. His father passed away. Jamaluddin, you are requested to pray for him and all of our relatives who are deceased and passed away, and all of the Muslim Ummah who have passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of their sins and fill their qubur and graves with light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their status in paradise and give us the tawfiq, all of us, to prepare for our death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice what has been said in this khutbah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.